I'll open up a session in Pro Tools and do a demo for like 3 hours and then have to save it and just have to think of a name. And often like that name will kind of like shape the whole song.
It's funny how a quick and seemingly arbitrary decision like that can end up laying the foundation for an entire song. But many musicians have actually echoed that same sentiment when they talk about making music. You can't think too hard about it, you just gotta let it flow. And that's exactly what the Canadian band Austra did on their debut album, Feel It Break. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, it's Russ Boris. The band Austra actually began as a solo project by Katie Stelmanis, who'd previously been in a band called Galaxy with drummer Maya Postepsky. When Katie finally had enough songs to begin playing shows, she called up Maya to help her perform them. Soon after, bassist Dorian Wolfe was recruited and Austra became a trio. Their debut album, Feel It Break, was shortlisted for Canada's most prestigious music award, the Polaris Prize, and has been praised by the music press as being an electronic masterpiece. Interestingly, though, frontwoman Katie Stelmanis actually began her career in a completely different genre, classical music. The Alternate Side's Kara Manning talked with her about this musical shift when the band stopped by WFUV's Studio A.
I'm so fascinated about the fact that up till the point you were 19 or so that you studied classical music, classical piano, and trained as an opera singer, and then basically went in the other direction. And I'm wondering, was there a particular catalyst? Was there a particular, you know, a moment of epiphany when you went, what am I doing? I would really like to go in this direction.
It was kind of a lot of things. Like, I was at a really transitional point in my life in a lot of different ways. I was going to go to university to study opera. I was supposed to move to Montreal. I decided at the last minute I didn't want to do that. I think a lot of it had to do that I was just kind of discovering Toronto in a way I never had before. Like, I was discovering like an art scene and a music scene and an indie scene, and I started going to shows and I sort of started discovering like all these genres of music that I never knew about. And so I kind of decided that I was just going to take a break and take a year off in Toronto and just kind of like have fun and write music, and then I just never went back.
Video-wise, Beaten in the Pulse, you were actually censored by YouTube for showing female breasts.
Yeah.
As The Guardian smartly pointed out, Tyler, the creator, can have that video up on YouTube without a problem, but you show a little breast and you get slapped by YouTube. So, were you surprised by that kind of reaction?
No. We were expecting it. And I mean, we've also put it up on Dailymotion, which is a France-based site, and we did not get censored. I'm not surprised about that either. But I think it's just a pretty clear depiction of where North American values stand. I mean, you can put someone who's like brutally offensive as Tyler, the creator, on the internet and no one complains about it, and you show like a woman's body and people go nuts.
We'll be right back.
live music from Austria and the song Beat and the Pulse. The session was engineered by Daniel Hodd, and today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.